You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you like what you hear, please follow the Upstate Golf Guys on all podcast platforms. And follow the Upstate Golf Guys podcast on Instagram and on Facebook to hear our latest episodes.
For this young Cinderella, he's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect. Don't you think? Oh, he got all of that one.
Welcome to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys podcast. I have a fun one for you tonight. I got Roger over at his house. What's up, Rog?
What's up, boys? What's up?
Not much. I got my partner in crime, Mikey, to the right. What's up, Mike?
What up, people?
Before we get started, I want to just thank the last two guests we had on. What do you think about those guys, Roger? Pretty awesome guys, right?
I think it was awesome. George Dunnan, he was great, man. Like, I really honestly didn't know much about him at first. 5 minutes into the episode, dude, I was locked in just because he had such a good vibe about him. He was just a down-to-earth dude, like, really cool dude. And then with Brandon from New Nine, man, his journey he's on is just exciting. It's interesting and exciting.
Dude, he's got a lot of shit going on, that dude from New Nine. He's got that. What's he doing?
He's doing the golf community.
Yeah, the golf community.
It's actually going to be really awesome. I talked to him a little more behind the scenes with that. I mean, I think he's going to really blow up with that. Sounds like a lot of fun, and we're in, man. If we want free coaching on our swings, nothing wrong with that.
Listeners should check out our last podcast with him, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, he has a lot going on, and I think he truthfully is going to get on Augusta. I don't know. I just have a funny feeling somebody is going to approach him and say, listen, I'm going to take you, but you can't talk about it. You can't post it. You can't take pictures, obviously.
We won't see any of the footage, but I honestly think it's a 5-year journey for him, and some lower level PGA guy is gonna say, you know what, this kid's been on the grind for so long. Let me give him the opportunity, you know?
Right. So, well, and then go back to George. I mean, George had just such a fun story, playing in college golf, holding a few records, and then just the Instagram journey he's on right now. Going, you know, who he met with the PGA show.
Dude plays golf every day.
Oh my
god. Every day, dude.
I'm almost at his level.
Every day in Florida, though. So that's year round, bro.
Right. Now, Ant, did he say he was gonna come up and play some golf with the boys?
Yeah, we're gonna play a trip in September. He wants to come up now. He's ready, man. He wants to hang out with us. He's really excited to hang out with the Upstate Golf guys.
That's dope.
But I told him let's play in September because I have a really busy summer with a tour, with the Golf Week Amateur Tour.
Yo, so, why don't we have him come up for the back to school tournament, dude?
That's not a bad idea.
I know, that's why I said it.
We'll have to get a hold of him.
So the whole
he's down for whenever.
Yeah, I was talking about the Cape with him, but I think he would certainly come to the 518 and hang out with us just here. I just think he's that kind of guy.
Even if he comes up on a Friday, hangs with us here, or Thursday, hangs with us here, plays freer with us, and does the tournament, and then we go out and do something like that.
Dude, I mentioned it to him, and he was like, literally, like, what date should I be looking at so I can plan my trip? That's literally the kind of guy
he wanted to come up on this trip in April.
Yeah, I said we're a little booked. You know, we got the 8 guys. If someone backs out, I'll let you know. But he was ready, man. He was ready to hop a plane and come on up. So he's awesome. That's the kind of guy he is. He really legitimately, he's a real deal dude.
That's dope though. No, he was. Like I said, I didn't know much about him. I was busting chops prior. I was like, what are we gonna talk about? I don't even know anything about this guy. And I was like thinking I was just gonna sit back, but I honestly like was a little bit more quiet in that episode, morally because I was just really locked into what he was talking about, listening to what he was saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, George had good vibes. And Brandon's awesome too. They're both awesome.
Those are two, and I'll give you credit, man. Those are really two good gets on some interviews for yourself, man. That's a really good job with those.
If anybody's listening to this, definitely check out the last couple episodes. I think it's labeled episode 8 and episode 9 with George and Brandon from New Nine Golf. But yeah, let's get into the episode, man. We got a lot going on now in the golf world. We're getting back into it. We got the Masters in
a couple. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, before we get into the real world golf, let's talk about this past weekend, man.
Meltdown City.
I love that idea.
I did blow
up on the golf course. I did have a little bit of a meltdown. We'll get to that. That was like the fifth or sixth hole. Let's start at the first hole.
You did pretty good. You made it.
We were playing great. I was getting off the tee. I have a little bit of a different swing. I'm trying to push off the ground a little more with my front foot and not lift that front foot up. And it is really forcing you to use the hips a little more. I was really all arms and you know, just not being able to control my swing as much without being all arms and chicken wing arming and everything. And now I just do like that half swing and I rotate the hips and I push off the ground and it's really off the tee. I'm hitting the ball great.
You were getting off the tee real well. You hit that 3-wood really good, man.
Absolutely, that too, you, man.
Fucking crushed that 3-wood.
We couldn't really though. It was
what is your 3-wood again?
It's a Titleist, the TRS2.
Titleist. For some reason, I was thinking TaylorMade.
But honestly, that was really the only thing. I think you did a little interview with me, and you were asking how the round was going. That was really the only thing we could focus on with the way the conditions were. I was telling people it was better when we played back in February because the ground was frozen. And we weren't dealing with the, literally puddles everywhere.
Dude, it was wet.
You couldn't find a dry spot to even hit the ball. No. It was tough in the fairway. So the greens and were holding up okay for the most part. The greens were good.
The greens weren't too bad. There was a couple spots. Like, I had that one putt straight through a puddle. Mikey's like, move that, man. But I was on par putt.
Nah, you were stubborn on that, dude. You were stubborn. I'm playing it as it lies. And I'm like, I know that river's going to kill it because I seen somebody do it 2 weeks ago.
And you were pulling the grounds there being stubborn. The same way. He's stubborn in certain ways with that. He doesn't want to move his ball. But so let's get back. Let's get on scrounge. How about his 104? I think he was 105 out. Hole out for what would have been an eagle
with an asterisk.
But
he forgot to do something. What happened?
You can't predict where his drive was going to be. Where he took his drop. Though.
He could have shanked it. I mean, he was playing. Right. Let's give him credit though.
He was playing lights. Brad was fucking out, bro.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dude is by far the. He came back from that injury, and he was. Always, we were battling each other. Now I'll admit it; he's going to be in C-flight. He's smoking me right now.
He's legit. He's playing. So, like, same thing. So he came back to the pitch, putt, and puff. Like, I think he went away with you guys, and then came back and played with us. And I kept an eye on him. Like I said to him, I said, "Bro, if you can't get it done, man, like, don't finish. Like, we get it. Like, no one, we don't care about the money, whatever. Like, we don't want to see you get hurt again." He's like, "No, I'll be good. I'll be good." And he was hobbling around. But he comes back to the scorecard and he's like, "Oh, I shot an 84. I'm like, "What? You haven't played in 3 months?" And he's like, "Yeah." So he ended up bouncing back from that, like, legit. And the way he's starting off the year, I mean, he was putting good. He was putting lights out. Short game he was chipping good, like, the whole nine.
Everything. So let's go back. I don't know if we actually said exactly what happened. We were kind of busting his balls. So we had 8 guys. We had some of the pitch, putt, and puff crew with us Sunday. And it was probably what, maybe the 15th. It was the back end of the round, maybe 14, 15.
Yeah, no, it was right at the turn. It was the 10th hole. It was a 10th. It was
It was the hole. It was the 11th.
Because everybody got the dogs. You guys got the glizzies, remember?
Okay. It was. Good catch, Mike. Now I'm backtracking. I knew it was on the back nine.
And the three of us hit ours, and I don't know what Scrounge was doing.
No, he was talking. He was talking.
Absolutely.
Because the boys rolled up with, you know, the pitch putt and puff boys roll up. You know, it's we're rolling up in two different ways. You know what I'm saying? In the cars in another way. So,
yes, sir.
Bray got a little distracted by that. And all of a sudden, we drive away. We're in the fairway. And we're looking for his ball. I'm like, yo, which way did you go? He's like, I don't remember. And I'm like, all right, I look over here. Mine's over to the left. I didn't see where you hit yours because I didn't know where you hit it. So I'm looking. I'm like, Brad, I don't see it. He goes, yeah, I found it. And he reaches his hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he's like, I never hit my tee shot.
Can you believe it?
I'm like, bro, what do you mean? He goes, I just got talking to Hank, and I never hit my tee shot. I go, we're not playing for nothing, so whatever, whatever, but. I was like, just drop it into your mind. And he does, and he hits it up, you know, wherever he was.
Remember, it was a par five.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had his second shot. He put it right next to you, and he ended up, his third shot was about 105.
I want to say it was like 105, between 105 and 111 yards.
What does he do?
To be precise, I guess, Mike, 111 to be precise.
What's that?
111 yards to be precise.
I remember looking at my GPS, and I can't remember if it was 111 to the center of the green or if it was, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because my GPS don't break it down like that.
I watched him hit the ball, and it looked like fucking slow motion, bro. I mean, when I say it did not turn and it was right at the pin, the green had a little
Right to left.
Well, it had a little hump right at the beginning, right where it landed, a little ledge, and it kind of.
That's where I lost it, behind the hump. I couldn't see it from where I was in the cart path.
I watched it bounce.
You yelled, "Get in!" You right? I think you were the one that. Yelled,
I watched it bounce twice,
and I heard. And I heard it, and I was the first one. Scrounge came and gave high five, and I was just fucking pumped. I was pumped. It was one of those bittersweet moments because I was so happy for him. But I was this will be a good segue into the meltdown. I did not have the phone in hand videoing because I was being a little bit of a
he's being a bitch.
A little bit of a sour.
I hope you get a hole in one and it's not on video.
I literally said that.
He was literally crossing the arms and stomping his feet, bro.
Scrounge will be the first one to say that's my fault that that's not on video because he was busting my balls. From hole one through hole seven, because I'm trying to get video content. It's nothing serious. We're not playing a tournament. We weren't holding anybody up. But he was being the way he was. And then Mike had a comment. And then it was just everything on top of everything. And I had a couple bad shots. And you know what? I threw a hissy fit. I will admit it. That was where the meltdown they're talking about. So I said, you know what? I'm done recording. I'm fucking done recording. I'm not going to record shit.
Podcast is over.
I said, I hope you guys all get hole in ones. I said, I ain't recording this shit.
I'm not doing nothing anymore. I do it all.
I said, fuck
all you guys.
So you can hear me, right? I just hit the cord.
You're good.
All right. Yeah, good. But it was funny. It was a funny moment. And
literally took him a hole and a half to come back to us, dude.
It led to.
He was sitting in the cart next to me, and you know, I could feel his tantrum bleeding through his skin, dude. I could feel it permeating off of him.
So,
yo, Mike, the best part is me, Brad, and Mike are all sitting there like, yo, we don't care if you record. Like, we want you to record. Like, this is, yeah, well, that's why we're out here, 100%. And Mike's going, you're your own worst enemy right now. Like, you were, though. You were literally, like, so pissed. And then you pulled, that's what Steve does. So Steve will have a bad hole like that, and he'll just start hitting the ball around the green, just putting it back and forth, and just pick it up and walk away. So I mean,
it was. I think I was having a bad hole as well on top of everything. So it was the perfect storm, and I know you guys all love me, and it's all but it's
we did pile on.
You guys were digging.
It's like that little poke.
Oh,
absolutely.
You see that scab?
You just start picking at it.
That's me though. That's my personality. You give me some gasoline. I'm throwing it on that fire, boy.
My uncle, rest in peace, Uncle Ronnie. But he told me, he said, you know, man, he's like, when people bust your balls, that means one thing: they like you.
Yeah,
he goes, it's the truth. You know what I mean? If you're not liked,
you're not talked to.
Basically, that's it, straight up. I've always been an easy target, and I take it. I could take the heat. But it's all fun, man.
It's all fun. It's never any personal.
Brad, it's funny. After he hit that, he's like, you know what? I deserve that not being recorded, because he was the number one person that was on me giving me shit. You know, just calling Jim Nance and shit.
Well, he's an anti-social media cat. So he called me Jim Nance. He hates all this stuff.
Funny. He said, all right,
yeah,
Jim
it
Nance.
Was Jim Nance.
He said, all right, Jim Nance. He said, over here, comedy.
That was great.
It was a great round, though. It was awesome to get out, even though... I mean, it felt like it was. Like, I think you said it once.
Conditions sucked, man.
It felt like we were on the 50 yard line.
But it was awesome.
We were on the 50 yard line, battling it out. That the score is 3-0. They're not getting down. You know, and they're just staying at the 50 yard line. That's literally in a monsoon. I forgot to add a monsoon.
Yeah, it was tough.
In a 50 yard line. That's what the fairways looked like.
Puddles everywhere.
I'll tell you the best move I made, though, was bringing that spare set of cleats and socks. My feet were dry that whole back nine, dude.
I'm telling you, you got to invest in a good pair of Callaways. They're waterproof.
Yo, these fucking new.
My feet were dry.
These new Skechers I got, though, they got the actual tag on them, waterproof tag.
What'd you get, the shape ups?
I don't know, the Skechers shape ups.
No, remember, it took me a minute
to know if you were joking or not.
That's the shit I'm talking about right there.
I love it.
Leaves himself wide open for it.
I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. So here's the deal: I've had Callaways, I've had Pumas. I spent $149 on a pair of Puma cleats. Gave me the biggest fucking blister, biggest cat. I can't wear the good ones. These Skechers, $59.99, and I got, you know why I got them? They're a replica of the same exact ones I had.
They're pretty dope looking, dude.
No, they're all black, but honestly, like, the reason I got them is because I know they fit my feet well, and I know they work. And you know what? I don't need fancy.
Hank has those. He said they're the most comfortable golf shoe he's ever worn.
They are.
I wear Skechers at work, one of their work boots, and they are. They're fucking comfortable as hell.
Yeah, they know how to make a shoe. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, you guys can all make fun of me all you want. I may not look fancy.
I'm a Swiss or nothing. I've been like
Mr. T. Don't promote garbage.
No, hell no.
You see Mr. T's?
He's an old man.
Mr. T's promoting it, trying to get the T back in Skechers.
That was a great round though on Sunday.
That was a lot of fun. It was good just to get out. I mean,
when did we finish? Mikey shot a 95, I think. Yeah. I shot a 91.
Roger shot a 90. Yeah, he had one hole wrong.
So I shot a 91. That's a great back nine you had though. You fucking turned it around. What did you shoot on the front?
I shot a 50. I went 50-40.
That's awesome. That's a huge.
You know what's crazy is that we stopped at the car, number one. That was a big change of events.
Got your medicine.
Got my medicine. And then from that point, but yo, I didn't even realize it either. Like, I was like kind of just going par, bogey, mixing in a bogey with a par. And then I was like, oh, all right. And I'm looking at Brad. Brad's like, yo, you're catching up to me, because I knew he had a pretty decent round going. I'm like, what the fuck do you got? He's like, you're four strokes back and going like two holes left. And I was like, all right, so I kind of, the last two holes, I was really trying to. I thought the last hole was a par five. I was so excited.
When you got hot is when he fell apart. Also,
yeah,
that's when I was kind of joking in the video I posted. I said, "Scrounge is back to earth."
I kept saying in the video, "Scrounge is back to earth." He got hot though. When he was hot, he was chipping. Like, his short game was on point.
I think he had like three holes
where he actually did really shitty.
All right, in the conditions, I think he basically had a run of four. I think he had four pars in a row, I believe, and like, they were legitimate Scrounge is like he definitely lift clean and play plays that like everyone else did, but he would hit he would hit it if it was in the wet spot though.
Absolutely.
Where I would be moving it into a higher ground, giving myself you know, so he legitimately he took
his drops where he had to take a drop, like he ran his score legit.
Yeah, he did. He always does too. Always plays by the book.
That's why if we're playing a leisure round, leave the scorecards.
Yeah.
Don't even touch a scorecard. Just go out and hit shots. So that way it leaves that, because after a couple holes, if you're keeping score, it's going to turn competitive.
Yeah. Well, I have
you can go out to play a clown around round. But if you keep score, it's going to get competitive by at least the sixth, seventh hole.
We all have it in us. We all regard.
So if you don't take a scorecard, then you actually just go and just hit shots.
Yo, Ross,
hit shots.
Check this baby out. I got to cut in. Check this shit out.
Oh, shit. Shout out to
right here.
I see it.
He better be careful with that. He's the type of dude that would cut himself with it.
Shout out Danny.
I've been carrying around in my pocket all day, brother. I'm not even golfing, and I'm just.
It's one of those things, though. It brings you back to your. That's what I was when I had Danny on the podcast, dude. I literally.
And I it's know a you fidget. It's our day and age fidget spinner.
And for me, I need something like that. I need to kind of just, you know.
You do.
I definitely do. Well, you know what I do a lot too, and this is my habit. I'll keep this in my pocket and mess with it. I'll pick my cuticles on my fingernails a lot, like when I get nervous. Yeah. It's just like a nervous thing.
Yeah.
And maybe I need a little fidget spinner. This or this little thing here.
Get one for each hand.
Yeah. Just start there playing. And I start feeling the need to pick away. I love it, man.
Tony awesome. Divot
what,
hands.
What is it? What is it? Butterfly divots.
Butterfly divot tool. Shout out to Danny. Over there. He's going to be coming on first week in April.
Okay, cool.
Looking forward to that. We're going to do a little giveaway.
Yeah, I got one going right now. I'm going to end mine before yours starts. So check out my page there at the Pitch Putt Puff. We got one being given away right now for a chance to win. You just got to follow my page, his page. And
absolutely. Yeah, if anyone
didn't really know, March 15th.
If anybody that didn't know that's listening, Roger and I basically teamed up. He's got the Pitch Putt and Puff podcast, and I'm the Upstate Golf Guys. But we basically hop on each other's podcast whenever we're free.
Yep.
And we just like to have an extra.
It's dope, man, because it's great, dude. It's literally like we help each other, man. It's nice because, like, yeah, you got Mikey, I got JR, but like Jay's really not going to do much legwork for me, which I know. Oh, I know you guys have your issues with that behind the scenes, which is funny as hell.
But like, I do more legwork than he tends to let on.
But like you guys, you know, it's dope. You're going to Mikey's house. Mikey's, you know, sharing reels and shit like that. Jay's not doing that, which I don't expect. Like we have the mine and Jay's things, whatever. But it's dope, man, because now, one, we motivate each other. Like and then we work together, like getting guests. Like, yo, if I have this guy you want to get in contact with, boom, here you go. Like.
We
George is going to come on my podcast at some point. Like,
right. We almost had the network going before the network even. You know, we had the idea of sharing the hell out of each other's shit, helping each other promote. Now that's kind of what this network we're in is doing. You know, it's just a bigger team at the end of the day. There's the internet.
How many's in the golfer gang now?
I think we're 12.
12 deep.
I think it's up to 12 now.
I say the more the merrier, bro. The internet is a big, big world.
It's dope. Yeah. I just had the Bumbling Golfer, Big John from the Bumbling Golfer, on my podcast last night. So I had a guest cancel last minute, like an hour before I'm supposed to go on. I'm like, damn, I want to be consistent and keep a regular schedule. So randomly, like, I didn't want to bother you guys again. I know you guys got shit going on. So I was like, let me just put something in the Instagram group with the network. Within 5 minutes, John's like, yeah, I'm free. Hit me up. Perfect. Set it up. Boom. We jumped on.
It's awesome.
Jumped on for 40 minutes, dude. He had great content. He's actually coming up to the Catskill area. Wants to link up with us, go down there. He's got a drone. He's ready to get going, all types of shit.
Where's he from?
He's from Philly.
Nice. Nice.
Born and raised, you know. So he's got some things going on up here that he'll be up here like once a month. So I told him, I said, listen, there's events with you guys. When I talked to him off, I was like, you guys always pretty much every weekend something's going on. And then with the Pitch, Putt, and Puff, obviously every Sunday, if I have people coming from out of town, I can get a third tee time.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm. And then it's the golf jiu-jitsu. He's a cool dude. I was talking to him a little bit.
Yeah, but that's not the name of his podcast, though.
Okay. Are they the Break 80 pod? What's their
No, Break 80 is a different group. The jiu-jitsu guy, he golf jiu-jitsu, he posted his logo up above in the group message. I can't look at it right now because I'm recording it on my phone. But those guys, I believe, are out of like Maryland area. Oh, Minnesota. Okay.
Yep. We were doing a little chat, and we're going to kind of just come on each other's and just introduce. I think everybody should do that. I think we should all have each other on and introduce ourselves, get to know each other a little bit. And then once we do that, maybe do a little round table action where we all kind of will have eight little screens or 10 little screens here of everybody's podcast. Yep. And just shoot the shit.
I think that's a great idea, especially like for the Masters or something, you know, get a big, I mean, I know we got some things planned, you know, ideas for the Masters, but like a preview to the Masters, get all the Golfer Gang Network on a podcast together. Like, I think Jeff brought it up, which would be great. Let alone everybody get to know each other a little bit and see what kind of content other guys are putting out and just more opportunities to get different guests and shit.
Absolutely. All right. So I want to get to a couple.
Speaking, since you're on the Masters.
Yeah, that's really what I want to get into is
how is Tiger still getting odds?
Because he's Tiger.
They put odds out. Because
he's Tiger.
Before we get to the Masters talk, though, I got to ask you, Mike. I already know the answer from Mikey because he thinks it's the most important thing on the golf course.
Oh, absolutely.
How important to you is food at the turn?
So it's not the most important thing. It's really not. But I think the reason I'm saying that is I'm so accustomed to not being there. You know what I mean? Like if there was something available at Freer Park all the time, I probably stop and get a glizzy or a burger or something.
See, that's the only place you play too, so you're accustomed to it.
That's what I mean. I'm accustomed to it, but it was nice because I was, you know, we played at 9 o'clock or 9:30 Sunday, and I didn't really eat a breakfast. And it was by the time we made the turn, it's, you know, it's 12:30, 1 o'clock. Shit, I'm a little hungry, so I got a hot dog. So it was nice to have that, but it's also like I don't want to be out there and fucking have
that to shit run into the woods. Spot, didn't it?
Yo, those dogs were fucking good.
And yeah, you went back, then you guys took a couple for the road.
I got one from the way home.
After the round, he got another one.
He took a glizzy for the road.
it didn't make it to the parking lot, bro.
Yo, they were cooked on the grill. They had that nice split down the middle where they're cooked perfectly. Yep. With the grill marks on them, you know what I'm saying? They were fucking perfect.
They were good.
To me, it's pretty important, bro.
It's key, dude.
My stomach is gurgling by the time I don't eat breakfast. I might have a bar or something and a cup of coffee, but by the time I get to the turn, I'm starving, especially golfing, especially out there playing. So I'm not going to pack a lunch. I'm too busy to do that.
I'm the type too where I don't need like a meal like that though. Like at Freer where she's got snacks, candy bars, chips, shit like that on the golf cart.
You're okay.
I'm good. Like that's all I need.
But that's if you see her. She's not always around, dude. She's, you know what I mean? It's like hit or miss when she's got days.
Bro, I'm up there so much. I have her phone number. I can call her.
Nice.
Love it.
Nice.
No, honestly, I mean, I will. It's not going to make or break the round. I'm not going to say I'm not going to go play somewhere because they don't have food at the turn.
But it's a key factor of, well, am I going to come back here again next time? Whereas I could go somewhere else that's probably just as nice to play on. And they got
nice food. Lunch I could grab. So, all right. So, Mike, this is a good, should we tell them about the Mount Anthony Glizzy story? Should we tell them?
You ever play at Mount Anthony, Raj?
No, it's up north, right?
It's in Vermont.
Southern Vermont.
Okay.
It's right by the Battlefield Memorial thing.
That big
fucking statue.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner from there. This place is nice, dude. It's a really the course is it's mountainous. every hole has a picturesque view. It's just beautiful.
It's on the it's on literally on a mountain.
Yeah.
It's literally a mountain. It's on Mount Anthony. So it's there's a lot of it. So the one thing that's a downfall of the, I think the first time we played it, Mike, we were like, what the fuck? There's not one hole you could see the green.
Nothing. Literally
every hole was a blind shot.
Just every about hole. Every hole.
It is. Yeah, you know, it's just because of the mountains. It's like you're in the mountains. Really cool though. But anyways, so the first time, it's not the first time we were there.
We hit the turn, bro.
Not the first time we were there, but the first time.
We hit the turn on one of these times that we get there. It's like the first time we actually ordered food.
That's what I'm saying. Not the first time we were there, but the first time we ordered food. Go ahead, Mike.
So we hit the turn, go in, figure, all right, get a couple glizzies.
I call them.
Two glizzies, blah, blah, blah. All right, we're good. She cooks them up, blah, 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 blah. Goes to put them up, and she's like, go to cash out. And she's like, I can't.
Just
like,
I remember exactly what it was.
It was like 28 dollars.
It came to 56. I told Mikey, I said, oh, yeah, I got your couple dogs. I'm thinking in my head, it's just a couple hot dogs. Normally like 4.50, $5 a piece, right?
Right. At most.
She comes out with a little receipt, the bill, $56. I said, is this right, Mike?
Dude, 56, bro.
So
wow.
And she didn't give us the food yet though. So now we paid for it. So I said, what the fuck could this be?
She gave us a dozen of them or something. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
But it ended up being, I'll tell you, and it still was a ripoff. But it was the only way they served them was hot dog meals. So she came out with these four big boxes. I only wanted two hot dogs. She came out with four boxes, so he's got two dogs. Each box had a fucking fries, a big old pickle, and then a bag of chips. No, they went at the but whatever. But the hot dog was a nice big old fucking. It was a nice dog. So what they were charging you was $14 for the meal, the hot dog and the fucking fries and everything.
Yeah, and you got four of them.
Thinking we were just getting dogs.
Getting four dogs.
And out comes four dog meals. It's like, wow.
Yeah. I paid it.
Yep.
They did it.
and they really, God's honest truth, they weren't good of a dog.
No, the ones the other day were way fucking better. Way better.
The dogs kind of did bite. But the course makes up for it. So.
Right. So, yeah, I tell everybody about that story. $56 for four hot dogs.
Where was this, Mount Anthony's?
Mount Anthony, yeah.
We'll play around up there, dude.
It's a beautiful course.
Hop skip for us.
Oh, beautiful course. I love it. I just won't order food there ever again. So that place, I will not get food at the turn. I will not. I won't even,
Rod, you'll love that course, dude. They take care of it. They take care of that course. It's beautiful.
I like it. That's all I care about is a nice looking course. I got a quick funny food story at Freer. So my buddies came out. My buddy Cerrone and Zach, guys I used to play flag football with, still close with. And they came out for my birthday round last year. I don't know if I told this or not before, but I'll just tell it quick. And Mike's played Freer a couple times with me. Zach just started playing golf. This is like it was his first time ever playing 18 holes. It was my birthday. Right. And we're out there playing for money. So whoever got him pretty much lost for the day. And they're starving. They order breakfast sandwiches. So they order them at like, I don't know, sixth or seventh hole, thinking they're going to be able to pull up to the clubhouse and just get them at the turn. And sure enough, they didn't realize they had to drive all the way back over there.
They said, fuck it.
So they ended up going to get these sandwiches later in the day. They were still up at the clubhouse waiting for them. I guess I asked them about it. They remade them for him. So at least he got a fresh one off of it. But yeah,
that's a
tough thing about Freer. It's literally you got to go back. I mean, half a mile to go, quarter mile to go back to the clubhouse to get something to eat. So that is tough.
Yeah,
that's why I think they should have that shed. That shed should be key.
I haven't posted Tuesday the episode with Tudor's dropping, but I was throwing out the idea of putting the clubhouse over by the kind of more of a central location. Just an idea. Just rebuilding something. At least, the clubhouse with a little small.
Use that building that's right there.
It's a cold storage building right now.
They could change
that's
that.
Fine.
And he said it's deemed. You know, I don't want to ruin the episode. I'm not going to tell you about it. There's another reason they can't use that building.
Yeah.
So I don't want to tell the listeners. This is dropping. I'm dropping this episode right away. And I'm going to wait till next week to drop Tudor. So I don't want to ruin anything about that episode. That's a good one, too.
That is good. I listen to a good chunk of it. It's pretty good.
Superintendent of Freer Park, our home course. Great dude, personal friend of mine. But, yeah, that's going to be a fun episode. That's coming next week. I got that. Got that in the bag already.
Oh, yeah. Big things happening with the network, man. Big things happening between, you know, the Upstate Golf guys, Pitch Putt Putts. We're going to have a lot of content coming this summer.
There's some frustration that comes in involved, but you actually, your text, I should go back and actually read it. I wish I could go find it, but you said, don't forget why we're doing this thing.
Yeah, you know don't forget, man. It's legit. Like, we never started this to worry about followers, or we never started this to worry about getting new, you know, expensive microphones or none of that shit. Hey,
tell them about my spiel today about sending you for 2000. I wanted the new microphones, the new
sound. This guy sent me Joe Rogan setup. I'm like, bro, this guy makes $150 million an episode. Like, we're not doing that. Like, that's not even what it's about. Like, if we get perks off of this, sure, great. It's awesome. You know, someone gives us a promo code to use and where we can, you know, get a deal, or someone throws us some free merch. Like, awesome. Awesome. You know what I mean? That's cool about it. But, like, think about what, in the past 6 months, what you've done that you wouldn't have been doing before.
And Mikey said it best, too. He goes, we got a place to go to Florida whenever we want and play at a country club in Florida.
And that was like one of the first guests that we had. You know what I mean? It just opens avenues.
You know what got me today, Roger? Really, what got me was the fucking whole network being down. And it was one of my biggest.
That's funny. I was just going to say that, too, because I was just going to say, like, for me, getting, like, being a conspiracy guy, having XG from Tinfoil Hat, one of the top conspiracy podcasts out there. Like, that's a shot. Like, for me to have a legit sit down conversation with that dude, you told me that 2-3 years ago. I've listened to every episode that came out, and I've never thought I'd sit down and have a conversation with him. But sure enough, I had a 45-minute conversation with him. You know, it's just crazy.
No, it's definitely
crazy how this shit works.
No, it's definitely I'm.
But yeah, conspiracy with the whole network shutting down.
Yeah, that's what. Well, that's why I kind of was getting frustrated today.
Too. It's the government getting us prepared, bro.
That's testing us.
They're testing us, bro. I'm telling you.
We can go there. I mean, I'll go there.
Okay, we flicked that switch. There. How'd they act? All right, cool. It's going to work. We'll flick it back on for a few weeks.
Did you see that little graph thing that came out with, like, how many thousands of people know? It was like not even thousands. It was millions instantly of, like, how the there's a picture floating around. And it's literally the whole world went down, dude. It was literally wasn't only the United States.
It was all of Facebook, Instagram, Messenger.
So you
want to
know what they did? They ran some kind of bot thing through their little computer, whatever they do, their virus. And then they're getting ready for the social credit score, where they're going to lock everything down. They got all your facial recognition from all your Facebook pictures and your Instagram pictures and your podcast videos and.
There was a reason for today, bro. There was no doubt, bro. It was not just, they are way too big of a tech company to just shut down like that, to say their server is fucking down.
You know what didn't go down?
What?
TikTok.
You know what else didn't go down? X.
Yeah. It's funny. Shit like that.
You know?
Who owns TikTok? Who owns X?
China. Yeah. And X is owned by Elon Musk, who can't be bought.
I mean, we all know
something's going down, bro.
Elon Musk has been on some planes he probably shouldn't have been, you know. So
anyways, but yeah, no, I was like,
Zuckerberg ain't digging a bunker for nothing.
To me, though, I was just very frustrated because this is, to me, was one of my biggest episodes.
Mike, how deep we're going to go.
We can go into the conspiracy, dog. I don't care.
At least wait for my episode to drop before the world ends.
Yeah, right.
This is one of my biggest episodes that I was dropping, and then I couldn't even share anything, you know, and it just happened to be on a Tuesday when I dropped my episodes. And it was just frustrating. You know, sure. I was like, why the fuck am I even doing this shit?
Yeah, you were, you know, and I called it. I literally, if you scroll up in the text, I feel a he meltdown coming. And with the, I go back, and 15 minutes later, I look at the thread, and he, boom, there he goes. I'm like,
I do it all.
All right. That was so funny, dude.
Our listeners have to have an idea. So that's why I
Nostradamus Roger.
Why I wanted to do. Bring it back to just a chill podcast episode where we just kind of talk about the last few guests we had on and just busting balls, man. That's just what I wanted to bring it back to. And then it's this is what you wanted to do. What I originally really wanted to do. I love having the guests on, but this is where I feel more comfortable for sure. Just chilling with the guys, talking golf, talking our daily fucking struggles.
See, it's dope too because, like, you know, you play with just really Mike and Brad. Like, okay, so you're 50% of getting the guys that want to help you do the podcast. I play with seven other guys. I got Jay, who is willing to hop on. Like, he would jump on and do Zooms with me or whatever. But it's also like, I know he doesn't have a setup for it. He's doing his own thing. He's helping me enough with what he's doing. But like, you got enough help, like, just literally with that, with Mikey being able, you're going to his house, you're jumping on. That's what you need. Like, I can't get local guys, but I got more luck with guys from California jumping on my podcast than some of my own friends. And that sometimes that gets a little aggravating too, you know?
Yeah, but so, you're doing big things out there with that whole fucking crew out on the West Coast. Yeah. Props to that.
Legends, the Custom Rag, man. My man Omar from the Custom Rag. Omar's coming. Shout out to him. He's hooked me up. I just ordered my rags today. And then I had a really, really cool guest, Brian Athey. I'm probably going to release that on Friday. Coming up. I've been talking to him, working the network through with XG and just networking, man. Just talking to people I never thought I'd have the opportunity to talk to. And it's fun. If anything, it's fun, man. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I'm not good at the networking stuff because I'm not a big outgoing person. So,
yeah, I don't mind hearing no.
That's Anthony.
I hear no. Guess what? I'm on to the next one.
I actually, I enjoy it. I do actually. That's one part of it I do enjoy is reaching out to new golfers that I see on Instagram. And
dude, he could hold a conversation with a dead man.
So that's where I get that from my dad.
He really could.
That's how I am. I talk to anybody.
Everybody makes fun of my dad. Always, or my family always made fun of my dad. Of, you know. Why are you talking to that guy? Like, just mind your business. You know, why are you even bringing up conversation? But that's where I do the same thing.
He's also the king of, like, saying goodbye 12 times.
Yeah.
All right, buddy,
I'm out. I'm good. By the way.
Go home, dude.
Yeah. Yep. That is me.
Yeah, but, Ant, think about it, though. Like, when I was telling my buddies were asking me, you know, how's the podcast going and stuff like that. And I told them, I was like, yeah, I was telling them how I was helping you with this. And, I was like, I started off just doing the producing part of it, but now I'm on it now at this point. He's like, oh, that's dope. He goes, you have any guests on? And I told him about New Nine. He's like, who's that? He didn't know who he was by name. I was like, that guy that's trying to get on in Augusta. He's like, you had him on the podcast? I'm like, yeah, dude. I was like, it's a real dope interview. It's going to be dropping, you know, a couple of days or whatever. So, like, people don't expect us to get people like that. No one expected me to get XG. No one expected me to sit there and have a conversation with Athey. Like, no one expects that out of me. So, but it's great. I didn't expect you to get New Nine. That's awesome.
Everybody's, that's what I mean. Everybody, so what I had to do with New Nine, believe it or not, I don't know why he followed me or we had like a, he had a liking of me when on the other account, Addicted to Golf. And I actually had to message him from that account because we had already had a previous conversation. I said, that's me over there at Upstate Golf Guys Podcast. I said, I'd love to have you on for an interview sometime. Because you know how when you message somebody that's not following you, it gets lost. They're not going to see that shit. So I got his attention over on my Addicted to Golf because we had already had previous conversations. Even just about the poker. Like, he always posted his poker tournaments. And I used to be a big poker player. And we'd have conversations about how he got knocked out or whatever out of that tournament. Sure. So we were here to know who I was prior to me starting the Upstate Golf Guys podcast. So I think that's why I had a little bit of luck with him. And he said,
dude, he's into a lot of different stuff too. It's not just golf. He's like a big hockey person. He loves hockey.
Yeah, up in
grew up playing hockey. He's a Calgary. Dude, Calgary, I think if you grew up in Calgary and lived there your whole life, I think probably 90% of the population plays hockey.
Yeah.
Like, come on, right? I know the dude from what's his name? Mulligans and Hackers.
He grew Alvin up and Chris,
He grew up a goalie. He talked about it. He grew up a hockey player. I don't think there's, like I said, there's more hockey players in Canada than there's not. No doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about it.
For sure. There's what we have football players, they have hockey players.
Oh, absolutely. More, way more.
Yeah.
Ice comes natural to them up there, so.
For sure.
Just throw blades on.
You know, back to Brandon, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I mean, he's up there at like 70,000 followers, and everybody's raving about awesome. That actually, the Drop podcast was a great episode when they had Rappaport, Dan Rapp, but he's only got like 100,000 followers. So, I mean, like, Brandon's right behind him, man, and he's just getting his thing going. Just look out for him, man. The Rocket has.
I wonder how much he gained just from like doing the Augusta thing. Like, from the time that he announced that, how many followers?
I see him gaining.
You think so?
I see him gaining 1,000 followers like a day. I'm not just saying that. I literally do. Like, when I looked the other day, it was
because I didn't ever hear of him until I heard about the Augusta thing.
Me neither. And that's what he actually said. He said, "You probably only started following me about 3 months ago, huh?"
Exactly.
He said, "I've been doing the," and I said, "Yeah." He said, "I've been doing the YouTube thing for 4 or 5 years, you know, giving the club reviews and doing the club fittings."
He does his dad. Yeah, that's a good episode.
Absolutely. I follow him a little bit on the YouTube too.
That's an awesome get though, man. It's a great get.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So shout out to Brandon. Fucking cool ass dude. We're gonna get together in that golf community. And we're gonna do he's gonna do an event up in Canada. He's talking about some of the
he can either nail down my swing or laugh at it. One or the other.
Probably do a little bit of both.
Yep.
I'm thinking strictly the latter.
Yeah, probably more than likely. Hey, let's change the subject.
At least send me
a
video of it.
Did you catch any of Anthony Kim this weekend?
Yeah, I seen him in his pair of dunks in a tall tee. Yeah. He looked like he was wearing a tall tee from Champ Sports.
I'm not gonna lie, he looked like he went on Sunday or Saturday, I should say, Sunday, Friday, Saturday to the last round. He looked like he was on an all night bender out in Saudi Arabia, wherever they are. He had his shirt half fucking untucked. He was all sweaty.
He played the whole round with shoes untied, like we did, like we used to wear them way back in the 80s and then early 90s, bro.
He just looked like a hot mess. But so we're all talking. This is what I had in my mind. We're all talking shit about him. We're all saying, I mean, we're not. I'm props to him. So he took the bag and went. The dude still shot.
He played okay.
He shot a 76, a 76, and a 74 in competitive fucking golf.
Like for his first, that's for his first tournament back.
With all the shanks we saw him do,
that's all right.
He shot a 76, 70. What's wrong with that?
There was a lot more hype to him coming back. That's where he faltered.
So you know what it is too. Like, all right, with the casualness of the way he was, like, I think the PGA's, like, their ratings are so bad right now too, because of how uptight. Like, look at how people love going to the Waste Management. Yeah, it was a shit show, but people love doing that. Like, I think they really need, especially with the competition from LIV, to loosen up, like, what they're doing. Let it be more casual. Let the guys get a little loose. Let the music play. Let the party happen. Like, loosen up.
Did you hear what Azinger said?
Nah.
He was like, he came out and said something like, the PGA has become LIV's AAA affiliate.
Yeah.
Spot on. Yeah. Dude, the Mexico Open, did you see that a couple weeks ago, the one fucking Brooks was talking about?
Oh, my God, that was a disastrous field.
Here's the top, hold on, let's see, the Mexico Open leaderboard. Like,
I'm throwing stones, I suck, but...
But
we can talk shit about this, man.
These guys are supposed to be cream of the crop.
This is the one that the dude that was a fucking bouncer last year won it, dude. Fucking Jake Nathan.
Props
to him again. But, I mean...
He was former security at the El Dorado.
Elvis. Shout out Elvis. Oh, God.
Slices next door.
Oh, my God. I mean, so Rory was in this competition along with Tony Finau and, you know, a couple other big names. But the guys you're seeing at the top of the – I'm looking at – I mean, man.
Lives where it's at, man.
It's just – it's not
they got
great.
The bigger names now, and that's my
Chad,
opinion.
Chad
but...
Ramey came in second. Never heard of him. I have.
That's what I mean.
SH
Yo,
Kennedy.
We got a chance, man. You win county, you win fucking regional.
Yeah, you know how many times I watched Tin Cup?
Great. I know. Thinking about it, right? It's a dream. You got a it chance, is. Bro.
Give me another one. Give me another one.
The only one you have a chance at, realistically, dude, is though the U.S. Open. It's because it's open. It right. is open for you to qualify. If you're a scratch golfer, there's qualifiers fucking everywhere, dude. Yeah. I mean, I think they had one at Troy Country Club last year.
Was yeah, one they do the one there every couple of years.
One was it one of the? It's the initial. Now it's not that not. You don't just automatically get in, but then after that, there's a next round, and then after that, there's a next round. You know. I mean, people get there. No namers get there, and they make stories.
Yeah, it happens. Look at Michael Black last year.
Absolutely. Well, he was in a club. He was. He made it as a club pro. PGA pro. So there's your club PGA pros. There's a whole group that makes it out of them. But then there's the literally the fucking no namers that literally qualified through your local country club course and made their way up and won three tournaments and qualified for the U.S. Open legitimately. Like that's the only one, but you also have to be proven a scratch golfer. Like, can you imagine going to this tournament saying you're a scratch golfer? One of us.
Sank one 220 down the left side.
Just like I did Sunday.
They would see
first one off the tee.
I deleted it, Mike.
I don't care. Post that. Dude, we got to put all them shots together and make a good.
I had two of them. I had two swinging. I hit one ball backwards.
You couldn't.
Yo, him and his tutorial. Giving the tutorial.
I was going to say, that was live. That's what I was getting at. There's no deleting that one, bro.
That was awesome.
So I had the tutorial in my head. I'm trying to do everything. I fucking missed the ball completely. It's just golf, bro. It's just we're average guys playing golf, loving the game of golf, and
having a good time. That's what it's all about, man. Don't forget it, bro. That's really what it's all about, is just having a good time.
Absolutely.
So, yo, tell me one thing. What do you guys think? What's better, hitting a bomb or draining a long putt?
Putt all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's say that depending on where you are. But if you're playing in my home course, Freer Park, it's making a long putt because of the difficulty of the greens.
There's nothing like hitting a bomb and fucking crushing one.
There's nothing like finishing a hole out, though, on a long putt. That's, you know.
Because that long putt's probably for a low score.
Absolutely. I don't hit putts. I crush drives all day, and I don't hit them. So, for me, that answer's easy. It's hitting the putt for sure.
What do you got, Mike?
Putts all day long. Yeah. I take the putts
Mikey,
all day.
Mikey Putts. I was calling him Mikey Up and Down.
I was impressed with you and Brad Short game the other day for sure.
Mikey Thanks, Up and man. Down. I'm going to call him that. It's Mikey's new nickname.
I can't drive for shit, so we got to concentrate on the short.
All right, here's my question of the day. Mikey just had one. It's following up on shout out Foreplay podcast. The boys over there at Barstool Sports, the ones, you know, the big ones, the ones we all would wish we could be, but we're not.
The big fish. It's the big fish.
But they were I listened to them at all, you know, every episode, and they were talking spot on about tips. Their take on tips.
Golf tutorials and tips?
No. Tipping.
Tips.
Tipping the waiters and tipping. Waitresses.
Oh, tipping.
So the world, you didn't see this. The tipping world has become out of fucking control.
Everything.
So I have no problem with the old. I'll tip 30% at a restaurant when the waitress is good. Legitimately,
if the meal's good. And
it's not even about
It is. It's the about service. The service.
So for me, old school service has something to do with it. So go ahead. Buddy.
What I'm going at is this is what I'm going at. When I was at fucking Cat Williams last week or 2 weeks, and every damn time I bought even just a soda, and let me rewind a little bit. Can't use cash. You have to use fucking cards at all these places.
Which I thought is illegal, but
whatever. But you know what that forces? You to answer the fucking question. Do you want a tip? Do you want to tell how much? It doesn't ask you if you want a tip. How much do you want a tip?
It breaks down the percentage.
I'm already paying $16 for a thing of Swedish fish and a soda. You know what I mean?
Did the same thing.
Now you're asking me to tip you, dude?
I got those fried dough balls. Those were lit.
It's a perfect example, though, of the tipping world. That's on all those machines. Yo,
I hit the no. Nothing.
Now you got grumpy old man looking
I don't
in,
care.
You know? No,
I don't care. You're looking at what I just bought.
That's the problem, too. You feel like an asshole when you don't tip something. But everything's already so damn expensive as it is. So you're like, damn, all right, I guess I'll pay, I'm getting a $10 sub, and now it's going to cost me $15.75 because I got to put 15% into this. And
30%. Right.
It's crazy.
It's out of control.
Keep it in the restaurants. Keep it in the restaurants and to delivery guys all day. Yep. Delivery pizza guys all day and keep it in the restaurants.
Those guys, too, though, like they're probably getting they're tipping the caddies, they're tipping this guy, there's someone's bringing their bag to their cart for them,
there's a lot more for those big time big wig guys that are busy in the Hollywood world type
in the multi-million dollar world than it should be, right? They should be tipping.
Right. But it's still though when I go to Mr. Subs now, I never fucking gave you a tip for making myself fast food. Now it's on the machine and ask me how much you want a tip.
Yeah.
You go to McDonald's, you want to leave a tip. The tipping world is going out of control. Mikey's favorite. Here's one. Mikey's favorite. Do you want to round up to the nearest dollar? You know what? I learned this from Mikey. No, because why? So you guys could all pull all that money together.
That's what they do,
and I get no recognition at all for donating the money. And they do it as a tax write-off.
It's all a tax write-off. That's all I was going to say.
And these big box stores all get the recognition of being like philanthropists that they donate money and all this when it's actually your money that got donated in the first place.
Spot on. So that's
no, I'm not rounding up, and no, I'm not giving to your needies.
Listen, I've learned a lot from this grumpy old man, Roger. I really have over the years. I have. The wisdom is key. For sure,
comes in handy once in a while.
So since everybody asked the question, I got I got from Mikey the other night. Mike, what was it? How many what? Fifth graders?
How many fourth graders could you take on before you actually got taken over?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I love that. I was going to use that on a pitch, putt, and pop, but since we're here doing three questions kind of segment,
I got that from Family Guy.
That's good.
Peter asked that sitting at the bar.
Fourth graders, we talked about it a little bit. They are at that age where they're...
So that's like 10-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. This day and age, fourth graders or old school fourth graders?
Because
fourth graders today need the safe spaces.
Well, they're fucking pussies. Right.
Yeah.
Fourth graders in our day and age,
it's going to be different.
We stayed out for 12 hours at a clip.
Yeah, we were outside all day doing stuff we weren't supposed to be doing, living on the edge, baby.
Isn't it funny that that's how it was with sports, too, if you think about it. Like, think about Michael Jordan's day getting fucking hammered at the hoop. And now today, you got LeBron that's literally...
You can't even hand check.
And then you think about baseball. Think about all the collisions at home plate, plowing the catcher.
Yeah. Pete Rose.
Everything's... become such a
dude. You know what put something in perspective for me I seen on Instagram the other day.
What's that?
A picture from the Masters from back in like 1954, what it looked like, and right under it had a picture of it today.
Yeah.
And it's like those golfers back then had shit to work with, what I mean? Like, and they were shooting scores the way they were, like Jack Nicklaus and all them.
Arnie.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Look at the equipment they had. So today's day and age, golfers aren't that much better. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
You can have that argument with any sport. Back to like with
right. You could do that.
You got to break sports down. I
always say, like, do you think Babe Ruth like could really fucking hit 102 mile an hour fastball right now? Like, I think you
could, but I don't think it's gonna go as far as.
Well, you ever see the way they threw the ball back then, and the way that they topped out at, like, first of all, number one, pitchers pitched every day, so they were pitching on dead arm. They were throwing 300 pitches a game.
Seeing the bat in the Hall of Fame, Babe Ruth was swinging it out. The fucking thing was a tree trunk.
That is, the fields were a little bit shorter too.
You look at the equipment they used,
and look at the grass that they played on.
I like what you
Lumpy,
said.
You got to
put it in. You got to just put it in the eras. Like you can't compare. Really.
Like that Kareem was the best. Wilt was the best in one era in basketball. Kareem was the best in one era. Magic, Jordan, LeBron, whatever order you want to go in for whoever, you know, that's how I break it down.
Yeah, I would agree.
Absolutely.
Man. I would agree. All right. Yeah, let's wrap things up here. A couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some Masters previews. So I was going to do some Masters previews, like who we like now. I got some odds. I just can't believe Rory's still Rory every, besides Rahm, which is at plus 750, Rory's sitting there at plus 800. He's the second, he's like up there as the favorite. Still at the Masters, but we'll go over that in a couple weeks, man. Let's
save that shit.
Yeah, we'll wrap things up. We got 45 days till the Cape. That's going to be an amazing trip, we'll
dude. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait, Raj.
Well, just golfing the other day. Really, really.
Ocean Judge is so nice.
Yeah, man, we're almost there, boys. We're almost legit there. The weather looks good. We might try to get out this weekend.
I think me and this clown are going to go and hit the.
I want to do a couple range sessions.
A range session somewhere.
So. Yeah,
I'm going to get out. I just get out there and play. I'll figure I can play to hit the range during the week. So,
yeah,
that's the convenience of that early life.
Yep. Yeah, right. You're trying to squeeze everything in. 3 hours of sleep.
I get it all, man. Hell yeah, dog. I get it in, man. I did like 5 podcasts in the past 2 weeks. Like every week, I'm 5 podcasts a week. It's like trying to line up guests. It's exhausting.
It is. You'll hit a wall soon.
With that said, let's sign off and go take a nap. Go take a 3-hour nap before you go into work at 2 in the morning, Roger.
That's all it is. That's all it is. All right, boys. All right,
thank you for listening.
Roger, peace out.
Listening to another episode of The Guys Hanging Out, and we'll catch you guys next time.
518 to the Cape.
Yes, sir.
So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport.